Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. And today is Thursday, October 10th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 60, the first paragraph, Many of Us Exclaimed, and we'll be reading that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Laura R., the 12 Traditions, Lorraine N., and the readers of the text are Dion R., Eileen M., and Kaylee R. And the share ID for Wednesday, October 9th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,500. That's 13500. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, October 10th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,503. That's 13503. And our newcomer greeter is Mary H., and our announcements coordinator is Janice P.M., pulling up the caboose there. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Laura R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. This is the 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R., and I will now ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. Lorraine N. here for the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you, Lorraine N. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and then once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And that's the star 1 function, not the mute button on your phone. Thank you. And also, please don't use speaker phones. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 60, first paragraph, many of us exclaimed. And I am now going to ask Dion R. to begin reading.
Yes, good morning. Hi, this is Dion R., recovered compulsive overeater. Very grateful today. Many of us exclaim, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us have been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Ooh, mouthful. Yes, as I said, Dion R., and very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, and trying to be perfect. I am so grateful to try to be perfect today. Thanks to God and my higher power, I can live one day at a time and accept my humanness and everyone else as a pathway to peace. You know, and that's priceless. And how did I learn that? Oh, wait. I learned about working these 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. You guys gave me a reason to live again. You know, you gave me a reason when to, just to be able to be there, an example versus, like my one spiritual guide says, you know, it's sometimes, you know, we just go out and preach it without even saying a word. You know, I love that. You know, my actions has affected many people, and I get all the credit to God, my higher power. I think about my grandchildren. The other day, he told me something that took me, many years to learn. And he said, wow, he said, Grandma, I remember, you always say, go, trust God, trust God, trust God. He said, but I finally remember. It just dawned on me. I could keep saying that, and he ain't going to do for me if I don't get up and do it myself. I can say, God, help me do this. But I got to do my part. I got to get out and look for it. Oh, my God. I was sharing with a friend. We were like, oh, my God. We took this forever, you know, for him to just get that. So it lets me know this program is working. I thank you guys for it. I'm not perfect. I'm so grateful I'm not, but because I wouldn't probably be here. But today I'm grateful I'm growing. I'm willing to grow along spiritual lines and to get spiritual perfection. If I do, I do. why I'm here. But if I don't, I'm leaving it with this. Like my brother said, keep reaching for the moon. It's okay if I never reach it. I still be up there with the stars. Oh, thank you guys for allowing me to share. I love you. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Dion R., for getting us started. I'll just remind everybody where we're at. We're at the top of page 60, the first paragraph. Many of us exclaimed, and I will now take names of those who'd like to share.
Lisa G.
Donna B.
Donna.
Sharon K.
Sharon K.
Anthony S.
Eileen M.
Anthony S. Who was after Anthony?
Eileen.
Eileen. That's Eileen.
Lydia T.
Lydia, we'll stop there. Lydia T. All right, I have Lisa G., Donna B., Sharon K., Anthony S., Eileen M., I think it is, and Lydia T. Okay, Lisa G., get us started. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Mo. This is Lisa G. from Texas, and I don't share very much because it makes me really nervous, but I had to share on this. What an order. I can't go through with it. I remember when I first joined a 12-step program for food addiction, I couldn't believe what my sponsor was telling me about what I could and couldn't eat. And I said to her, like in my first week, you mean I can never eat enchiladas again? And she said, oh, no, you can eat enchiladas. I said, I can? She said, yeah, just not today. And so that worked. And I didn't eat them, and I didn't eat them, and I lost 90 pounds. Well, then something horrible happened about 9 years down the road of being at my good body weight. I started gaining weight, and I started gaining weight, and I was still on my food plan. Now, I didn't feel so great anymore because it was all about the weight. It was all about the weight for me. And, you know, it's still a lot about the weight. But now I'm looking at this other part, that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. And, boy, if I thought losing weight was hard, that's nothing compared to this. Because what I have been thinking about what spiritual things were or are in my head maybe aren't so true. And I don't know. The set-aside prayer is a real big deal to me right now because I am working on letting go of old ideas about what I thought God was, who God was to me. So anyway, yeah, I know it's a physical, mental, and emotional deal that we go through here. And right now I am much more interested in the spiritual, even though I still have 20 pounds to lose. It doesn't seem to want to budge, but like my sponsor, you know, and other people tell me, it's not about the weight. And at first I thought they were insane, but now I'm starting to see it because it's not. It's about what's going on between my ears and in my heart. So thanks. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa G. Donna B., followed by Sharon K. Donna, good morning.
Thanks. Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver. And I just want to take a moment to address, in Dr. Bob's story, he says, unlike most of our crowd, I did not get over my craving for liquor much during the first 2.5 years of abstinence. It was always with me, but at no time have I been anywhere near yielding. I still, at night, on occasion, feel an emptiness. And my disease tells me it would be so great to feel full, to just feel stuffed. And I get on my phone and I call and I text. And I reveal to my fellows, to my God squad, what's going on. And sometimes I hear from people who are newly abstinent that, you know, they thought neutrality around food would mean never ever having a food thought, being entirely neutral from the thought of our disease. And that has not been my experience. I do recoil as if from a hot flame. I get on my knees. I beg God to relieve me of the obsession with food. And I reach out to my fellows. And that to me is not an indication that there's something wrong with my recovery, something wrong with my food plan. To me, that's an indication that I am on the path of spiritual progress, not perfection. Part of my spiritual progress is being entirely transparent, relying on other people, asking for help. It's been revealed to me through my step work that in addition to being a compulsive overeater and bulimic, I'm addicted to excitement, chaos, and drama. And the reality is, most of my days are pretty mundane and pretty boring. So once I put my kids to bed, there's just this emptiness. And part of my spiritual progress now is that I pray to God regarding another obsession, regarding another addiction. God, please relieve me of the obsession with excitement and drama and chaos. Please let me sit here quietly and be at peace and feel full with a quiet life. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Donna B. and Sharon K., followed by Anthony S. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, this is Sharon K. from Canada, near Toronto. I used to use this paragraph to my detriment. You know, do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. I used to use that statement to rest on my laurels. You know, I would do the parts of the program that were easy. And not even just the parts of the program that were easy. I just wouldn't push myself beyond my comfort zone. So although the result does not have to be perfection, I do have to strive. And you know, as soon as I started striving towards following these principles to the best of my ability, my life changed. And the one for me that is the most important is the principle of honesty. If I am keeping anything secret that I know about, secret from myself, secret from others, if there is a food that is abstinent for me but I'm not neutral around it, if there is something that I'm don't really feel comfortable about, I need to bring that to the light. So when I started to really follow the principles to the best of my ability, I mean, it's just amazing the difference that happens. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Sharon K. Anthony S., followed by Eileen M. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. My name is Anthony S. I'm a recovered member of OA. I just want to say that this is honestly a day-to-day thing. I found that really, it's been one day at a time, and as I continue on 10, 11, and 12, I notice that I get that recovery and release, and as well as, ability to go on with my beautiful new life that I have now, compared to how I was back in 2016, end of it, when I sought help and I started this process. I started talking with a guy who was able to be my sponsor, and he took me through one by one. And yeah, now I'm trying to be available to other people as well. And it's worked for me. I'm able to not even think about food really. It's not like an issue anymore. It doesn't matter what I eat actually. It's not really even the food itself. It's more like why I'm eating it that is always a topic to think about. So as long as I'm eating it to be full and to, you know, in the right way, it's fine. When I start to say, oh, I want to go home and eat, I know that there's a deficit. So So there's like a deficit in my 10, 11, and 12. So yeah, so it is a daily thing, and I agree with what the big book is saying about this, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony S. Eileen M., followed by Lydia T. Eileen, good morning.
Good morning. This is Eileen M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And what I get from this is that we don't become perfect as a result of the steps. We become awakened. And, that was really, that's really helpful to me. And I love what I hear when people say that, you know, we never rise above being human because we're human and we're going to make mistakes. And I get to learn from my mistakes now. And, you know, after I get the spiritual awakening, or I got the spiritual awakening, you know, I began the reconstruction of my life. But I couldn't do that without God's help, you know, because now I have access to the power that I needed that I didn't have in step one. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning is that when I came into OA the first time, it was 1989, and I got entirely abstinent in the first 2 months. And then 4 months later, I went on this 12-step retreat. And it was a long weekend kind of thing. And I remember that the emphasis, or at least what I heard at that retreat, was the emphasis was on step 4, 5, and 9. And that's what I did. And that's what I focused on. So then, you know, I didn't have the spiritual foundation of 1, 2, and 3, you know, where it says, you know, we build a spiritual structure in those first 3 steps. I didn't have that. And, you know, for years and years in OA, you know, I kept coming to OA meetings, but, you know, I really had a step 2 problem. And I didn't realize that, you know, until like the second time I went through the steps last year, I realized, wow, I've had a step 2 problem. And I love what was shared on the first meeting today about, you know, about how to overcome that. I'm just very grateful. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Eileen M. And before we go to Lydia T., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 60, the first paragraph. Many of us exclaimed, what an order. And after Lydia, I'll take more names. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Lydia T., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Marquette, Michigan. I was just listening, and what stands out to me the most is we are not saints. The point is that we're willing to grow along spiritual lines. So that just tells me that, you know, nobody, when I came in, I was afraid, oh my God, everybody can knows all this, and they're, you know, they've been doing it for so long, and, you know, they're have such wonderful programs, and how can I ever measure up? Well, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is that I am willing to grow along spiritual lines, and that's all I have to remember is that I am human, and everybody else in this program is human, and none of us are God. And we all may work our programs a little differently depending on how we were sponsored. You know, and as long as it works for me, my growing along my spiritual lines, what I put into my program every day, and I can keep spreading the word and sharing the message with other people, that is what is important. Because if I don't keep doing that, there are little things my disease tries to sneak in and tell me things that, you know, oh, you don't really need to do all that. But as long as I stay open and willing to grow, especially the spiritual lines, then I don't need to worry about being perfect or doing things exactly the right way. Because what I learned, you know, the first day that I started this program is completely different than what I know today, because I was willing and I am growing every single day. When I pray, when I meditate and listen to what my higher power, you know, shares with me, either, you know, through thoughts or through other people that I talk to in the program or other people that I talk to, you know, in my daily life, in my job, my family, people that I see in the grocery store. Those are all things that I just am more, I'm more aware of, and I'm more able to use those to grow spiritually every day. And I'm so glad that I don't ever have to claim spiritual perfection, because I'll always be growing spiritually, because if I'm not growing spiritually, then I think I'll probably be dead. So that's all I have to share today. Thank you all so much.
Well, thank you. And thank you very much, Lydia T. Just a correction in the share ID. I want to do it here while there are many of you on the line. For Thursday, October 10th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,504. That's 13504. So that's a correction from what I said earlier. So make note of that. All right, I will now take names of those who would like to share on this paragraph.
Irene
B.
Reggie
O. After Irene. I heard Reggie. Who was after Irene?
Laura R.
Okay.
Santa H.
Who was that again?
Santa H.
Oh,
Margaret.
Gotcha, Santa. Margaret.
Margaret K. My Margaret K.
Margaret K. And one more.
Melanie C.
Melanie. That's it, Melanie. Okay. I've got Green B, Laura R, Reggie O, Santa. I missed your last initial, Santa. Sorry, I'll get it. Margaret K and Melanie C. All right. Irene B, you're up first, followed by Laura R. Good morning.
Good morning. Irene. Thank you so much for your service. I am Irene B, a gratefully recovering bulimic from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I love this little phrase, progress, not perfection. It has been my lifeline because I am so hard on myself that it doesn't take much for me to just engage in the process of self-flagellation and emotional, that is. And for me, spiritual progress, I used to think of it as something mystical, something unachievable, like sainthood, akin to disregarding yourself and everybody else is important except you. And I know I can't do that. I am no saint. I don't like pain. And I am no saint, not a good combination. I do not like self-sacrifice, not one bit. And so I used to recoil at the thought of spiritual growth. A part of me did. And then I've come to realize that spiritual growth is nothing but surrendering. It boils down for me to surrendering. I am powerless over the things I wish were different. I am
We lost you, Irene. Press star one to unmute. Irene?
Yeah, that was grand. I didn't do anything. It just started happening.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm just glad that that I have come to understand through this program that spiritual growth is nothing but being able to be in peace in your circumstances regardless of what those circumstances are. And for me, that's very difficult because I have come to realize recently through another program that there is something called hypervigilance. And if I'm not self-flagellating, I think that everybody else is doing it to me. And, man, I just think that God is speaking to me. It's like deep breath, take it easy, surrender. Just surrender. And if you forget, gosh, hopefully one of our OA sisters will remember, surrender. You're powerless over it, whatever it is.
Time.
And we've got that. Perfect.
Oh,
thank
perfect.
You.
Thank you, Irene B. Laura R., followed by Reggie O. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. This is Laura, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater out in Colorado, snowy Colorado today. I am so grateful for this book and these steps and that we get to grow along spiritual lines and that I'm learning. I just feel like I'm in kindergarten. I just dropped off my son to school and I feel like I'm, you know, that little kid going into school just sitting down and studying the book and learning how to apply all the disciplines to my life. Yesterday, you know, the thought cropped in, and you know, when these things crop up, and I know we're not in 10, but that's where I am in my steps. And you know, when these things crop up, and you know, I'm in spiritual progress. I'm like, okay, God, make me perfect. I prayed. All right, remove it. You know, and I was uncomfortable all day, and it wasn't until today, because my head wants to say, what am I doing wrong? Like, what am I doing wrong? What am I not doing right? But when I looked at it in meditation today, what happened yesterday? You know, the thought crept in. It was just, it was totally irrational. Nothing, you know, just I'm not good enough kind of stuff. And it made me anxious. And it always hits me around my son. And, you know, the disease knows exactly where to get me. But what did I do? I prayed. I talked to my sponsor. I did a 10-step. And I reached out and thought of someone else I could help. I read the big book with someone. We did Bill's story. I got on a, you know, couple lines and took 10 steps from other people. I, you know, did another 10 step later in the day because it still couldn't shake it, you know, and just what can I do? Think of others. And it was so funny this morning in meditation. It was right when I was picking up my son yesterday. I got on my knees because I was like, I'm so tired because I just felt like I had a lump around me all day. And I finally just kind of was like, oh, God. And it went away, like around 3:30 in the afternoon. And I was present for my kiddo. But I, you know, all day I was able to be of service. And it was so awesome. But today in meditation, God, I'm not here to be comfortable. What I'm here is to serve. And maybe my anxiety needed to be there for me to pick up the phone. I don't know. But I do know that I was, you know, doing my best to live along spiritual lines. Yesterday was yesterday. And it was a beautiful day of talking with other fellows, helping other people do, you know, get through what they were getting through. And we're all doing it, you know, with the mission of trying to grow in understanding and effectiveness. And I just can't believe I'm in this program. It's like, pinch me. You know, I get to talk to you beautiful people who I don't even know, and you guys help me get closer to God. Are you kidding me? Like, you can't pay for that stuff. Anyway, I just want to say I'm grateful and I'm, you know, just glad to be here. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Laura R. Reggie O, followed by Santa H. Reggie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks so much for your service and everybody who's sharing and on the line this morning. My name is Reggie O. Very gratefully recovered and to be here with all of you. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. The first time I heard that paragraph read, I thought, oh, no, that can't be. That can't be, because there had to be perfectionism. I had to be perfect, and if I wasn't perfect, if I wasn't perfect, it was no good, and I would just have to keep working and working and be, you know, and so I, sitting here this morning, and many years after reading that first paragraph, hearing that first paragraph read, I'm sitting here, and it's like when I listen to it, it's like I can exhale, you know, it's like I can relax. I don't have to be perfect today. But I can grow, you know, and I, one of the women who took me through the steps in this program once told me she had this sign up on her, the cabinets in her kitchen, and the sign was, I can't remember what the sign was, but she basically said that her new perfection is progress. And so so that says to me, you know, then one of the things I ask myself at the end of each day is, where have I progressed today? And if I've been working these steps as a way of life, which I have been, you know, taught to do here, and which I am so grateful to be doing here today, then I can look and see progress every day. Let me see if there's anything else to say here that actually could be it. And the other thing is, and that has everything to do with the way my conception of God has changed since I came into this program. When I came into this program, I didn't even want to hear the word God, even though there was a God of my childhood that was the most punitive, expecting the perfection of me that I could never reach and always kept me on guard. And today that, I don't know where that, I do know where that one came from, but today that is not, you know, and that's a step two and continuing issue. Today that is not my God. You know, my God is loving and kind and generous and gracious and always with me right here every moment, you know, deep down inside, as it says earlier in the book. And I'm so grateful for that. And it also keeps me in touch with all of you. Every tenth step I do, every time I see a defect and I tell it to someone else, and I'm progressing. You know, each time I pray, I pause and I pray, I'm progressing. Each time I pick up the phone when I get an outreach call, when my previous mind used to say, just leave me alone, you know, just leave me alone. It's like I answer it. I'm, you know, that's perfection. And it's all good. It's a continuing, rich, and fuller way of life. And I am far from perfect and grateful that I'm progressing today. Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie O. Santa H., followed by Margaret K. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you for everyone who shared this morning. Such beautiful shares this morning, and I'm sitting here just nodding my head because I can identify in on so much what was shared today. I remember I came into the rooms of into this room here in 2013, and I have such a huge ego, and I just could not see that I was not a saint. And because I could not see that I was a saint, I could not see that other people were not a saint. And I remember being in the rooms and people would share, it's not progress, but it's not perfection, but progress. And I remember I would just rebuttal that in my own share, and where I have evolved today to the point that when I hear people say that, I no longer judge because I know that I was once there too, and that I just send them love and peace and just believe that they will evolve and they'll find their way, just like I did. And so, you know, I also remember I too came into this program and just was all about the weight. And that's what I came here for, and realizing, you know, two things. Number one, when I lost the weight, that was the easiest part. The hardest part is keeping it off. And I'm so, so grateful that for the last 6 years I have not gained my weight back. So grateful for that. But the greater gift of this program and the most challenging and difficult part for me was to grow spiritually. And today I am so grateful for how much I have evolved. And to know that I no longer have to be perfect, I no longer have to see other people for perfect, and that we all are, in my mind, spiritual beings having a human experience, and that we are all evolving, and that other people's journey are their journey, and my journey is my journey. And so, you know, I don't maintain perfect inheritance to these principles. But at least each day I woke up with the willingness today, with the willingness to adhere to these principles, with the willingness to do it to the best of my ability, and to know that my higher power understands my heart better than my words, and people see my actions, and people hear my humility for mankind today that I've finally gotten as a result of this wonderful, beautiful gift that I have today of this big book, and all of you who have helped me along the way, those that I know, those who know me, and even those who don't know me, has helped me on my journey, because I truly today see this to be a we program. And without all of you, I could not be the person I am today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Santa H. Margaret K., followed by Melanie C. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
There you are. There you are. Okay.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Margaret Kay, and I am recovered compulsive overeater. It's really hard for me to say recovered because tomorrow will be my 4 weeks of abstinence and working Visions program and OA. I mean, I've been in and out of OA, not committed, but you know, I'm here, and I feel the miracle of working this program, being abstinent, for the first time in my life, I feel like myself. And I was thinking how I spent over 30 years with obsession with food and how incredible it is. And I was just talking to my sponsor this morning about perfection, actually, ended up, because I, you know, when we talk about honesty in the program, I think about, you know, like a child, you want them to be honest, but you really are demanding it because somehow you're going to get in trouble. I don't know. And for me, honesty meant judgment. And I think today I learned that honesty, it's not about judgment, but it's removing that judgment and guilt and shame and sharing really honestly how we're feeling, what we're thinking, so that we could see things differently. And I am really grateful for this room. I've been coming in, and it's just, it's been, it's changed my life. And I'm, you know, I'm working towards staying that way. And even though when I have, you know, these thoughts of, you know, this is too much, I can't do this, that it's okay. Those are just thoughts. And I'm also learning that, you know, being okay, being perfect, you know, before I would use that to either compulsively overeat or food that was not meant for me or that I could handle. And I thought slipping and sliding was okay because it's saying we're not perfect. And today I know that's not what it means. I'm trying to realize that's not what it means. It's about having those thoughts, but then still doing it differently. And, you know, food not always being perfect. And it's hard for me to put that perfection away. Like, oh, I can't do that. I have to be perfect. But I'm just really grateful, and thank you for being here. It's been amazing. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Margaret Kay. And before I take Melanie C., just let you know we'll have time for maybe one or two more shares after Melanie. So good morning, Melanie. You're on.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mo. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm calling in from Oregon today. Somebody said this years and years ago, and I kept it because I thought it was kind of cute. But she said, what? An order? I can't go through with that, nor am I going to. And, you know, that just explained me right there on the spot. What? An order? Let's see. What's going on here? Well, the idea that it looked very, very insurmountable to me when I came into these rooms. I had never done any self-examination for sure. And then to imagine that things are going to be different and that I was going to see things differently, my mind was just absolutely boggled by the whole idea of this sort of thing. Yet when I came in here in November of 2005, I was in OA since 1989, but when I got recovered and this particular process was presented to me and I have what I have today that was poured into me, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what it was that I would do, but I can tell you today that whatever I have today is unmerited grace. I did not do what it is that has been given. I couldn't compare the transformation with any effort that I put towards this thing. But what I can tell you is that I, in hindsight, look at things with pictures. I'm a pictures woman, and I came in here with this huge satchel of a toxic waste mess into these rooms, just as I am. And somewhere along the way, found safe places here and there and everywhere to open up a bit so that my higher power could transform by speaking with you or speaking with you over here, just a little bit by little bit. And I see this particular room as a place to do that. Bring it all here, start laying it out on the table, applying these steps to it, and see what becomes of all of that. I'm basically a spectator in many ways. Thank God I am not today what I was 14 years ago when I first came into these rooms. I had quite a reputation then, and although I'm fairly bold and haven't come down that road very far, I'm different, and there's a subtlety about it, and there's a softer piece about me that I've been noticing and folks have mentioned that I didn't have before when I came in here, thank God. And so this is about development. I came in here at ground zero, an infant being stripped down, broken down of everything that I had, only to be as an infant go through each developmental stage. And God said, you went down that road way too far, darling, and you're going to have to do an about face and walk back through every single thing in order for you to have this spiritual development. It's not about progress for me. It's about the absolute development as it's lined out, as it was intended to be in these rooms, at the pace things, at the pace God has designed. Thanks. Oh, I'll pass.
Thank you, Melanie C. And we have time for about two-minute shares.
Donna W. C.
Donna W.
Dez
M. Donna and Dez. Two Ds. Donna. Go, Donna. Can't even talk.
Thank you, Mo. This is Donna W. calling in from Palo Alto, California. So grateful to be abstinent and recovered for today. I can't even tell you. My mom passed away on Saturday. We had the funeral Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is right now. I can't even tell you. Like, I have been eating three abstinent meals a day. It's just a friggin' miracle. And, you know, all I hear from my higher power is to get on the beam. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm the executor. One of my sisters is so dysfunctional. It's just horrific. And, you know, thank God I have a program because, like, you know, I don't need to be perfect today. I'm learning. I just need to do the next right thing. It really helps me to take life an hour at a time. It really slows me down, so I don't feel like I have to figure it all out. And then, you know, just get on the beam, let my sister have her own higher power. I don't have to manage her today. And then I get to pray for her, and thank God I'm not like her because of my program, you know. Like, that could be me. So I just need to be filled with gratitude. I don't need to take her inventory. I would love calls of support. This is really challenging. It's one thing to have my mom pass. It's another thing to have my sister, like, being so dysfunctional. So, you know, I need to keep the food real simple today. I need to check in with higher power all day. And, you know, just here to be of service. I have three sisters. My other sisters have been saying how calm and the voice of reason. And, you know, I'm just trying to be humble. Humility is my word for the day. Thanks so much, and I pass.
And thank you, Donna W. And our last share will be Dez M. Good morning, Dez.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks so much for your service. Thank you, Team Thursday. So I'm sorry to hear for your loss, Donna. And I am just humbled by the power of this book and how it does transform as I get to transform and grow with my higher power. It's, you know, our whole attitude and outlook upon life, like, that's the promises, and, like, it changes, and it's really crazy getting recovered, having read this book for 7 years, but now I get to see this book in a new light, and it's so amazing. I remember coming in, I thought it was insane how I would read the same thing, like, a billion times. I probably read, you know, the steps, like, I don't know, thousands of times, but I still don't have them memorized. Anywho, my ego, but the thing that I honed in on was the last word here, perfection. And I, one of my, like, spiritual awakenings has come from the word perfection. And I have a beautiful sponsor, and my sponsor has an amazing higher power. And my sponsor's higher power has said through her and explained to me that perfection is selfish, you know. And doing step 10s, I've gotten to see that I used to think that perfection was the only thing I could strive for, and if I wasn't perfect, which I don't believe I can be on this human realm, you know, and my higher power doesn't believe that, and it's just still mind-blowing to me because I still have this disease that centers in my mind that creates this obsession that I can only show up to work and seek this to obtain perfection, and that is enough, but I have these tools that speak the truth to me and tell me that this perfectionism that my ego seeks is selfish. And I always read this and I just thought that, oh yeah, spiritual progress, that's for the rest of them, but I'm going to be perfect. And that always got me into, dumped me into morbid reflection. It was either I'm going to be the best or I'm going to be nothing at all. And today I get to humbly walk into my job that's really challenging right now, and I get to bring my higher power and just know that tomorrow there's going to be a meeting.
Okay.
My higher power is there for me no matter what. My food's already planned, and, like, that's a miracle for me today. And thank you so much for hearing my name, letting me share. I love you all, and have a beautiful day.
And thank you, Dev M, for finishing us up. And once again, I want to remind you that I goofed here on the Thursday, October 10th, to the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. The number is 13,504. That's 13504. Just to correct that in your notes if you took them. And so we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Eileen M. please read a vision for you?
Hi, this is Eileen M., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, Mo, for your service. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.